Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cat pulled over your eyes. Over 29,000 businesses already use NetSuite. Head to netsuite.com/minute for a special one-of-a-kind financing offer. netsuite.com/minute.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, July 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Investors building a portfolio often put money into exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, a group sometimes called a basket of shares that tracks a stock index or a particular sector. Well, now investors in the U.S. have a new option, ETFs that track an individual stock.
So the new set of ETFs are designed as ways to make bets, often big bets, on individual high-profile stocks. And the key here is that these ETFs are tied to the daily performance of the stocks that they track, as opposed to tracking the performance over a longer stretch of time.
Coming up, our markets reporter Karen Langley will join us to discuss the nuts and bolts of single-stock ETFs, why they're being brought to the market, and the risks they come with. That's after the break. Last week, a new category of exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, was launched in the U.S., single-stock ETFs. So how do they work, and why are regulators sounding notes of caution about them? For answers, I'm joined by WSJ Markets reporter Karen Langley. Karen, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So Karen, just refresh us for a moment as to what an ETF is and how investors use them.
Sure. So ETFs are exchange-traded funds. They're bundles of securities that trade on exchanges with shares that can be bought or sold like stocks. The most well-known kind of ETFs try to match the performance of stock indexes like the S&P 500, although there are also ETFs that track prices of bonds or commodities, and even ETFs that pick stocks instead of trying to just track the broad market. Investors also turn to ETFs when they want exposure to a sector or industry within the economy, because some ETFs track companies in those areas. So those give investors the chance to invest in a group of stocks with some kind of theme or connection, rather than investing in the broad market as a whole.
Okay, and so how do these newly approved ETFs work, and how are they different from traditional ETFs?
So the new set of ETFs that was launched last week by a company called Access Investments are designed as ways to make bets, often big bets, on individual high-profile stocks. And the key here is that these ETFs are tied to the daily performance of the stocks that they track, as opposed to tracking the performance over a longer stretch of time. So these new ones are linked to how shares of PayPal, Nike, Pfizer, NVIDIA do. And the key here is that these funds are supposed to magnify the daily returns of those stocks, either in the same direction as the stock performed that day, or in some cases in the opposite direction. One of the ETFs, for example, is supposed to give investors double the daily performance of Nike shares. Another one is meant to deliver opposite the daily performance of Tesla shares, so that if Tesla fell by a certain amount on a given day, the ETF is designed to rise by that amount.
Now, there's risk involved in almost any kind of investment, right? But the risk that these types of ETFs carry, it's caught the attention of regulators. What's their concern?
So a commissioner at the SEC cautions that investors should be aware that because of how these funds work, their performance over longer periods of time than a day could look very different than investors might expect if they were to just look at how the underlying stock did over that same time. And then the head of the SEC's Office of Investor Education and Advocacy also warns that since the funds are based on individual stocks, they don't have the benefit of diversification that you would get in funds that are based on a bunch of different stocks.
So these funds are new here in the U.S., but they've existed in Europe for a while. Why have some investment companies launched these types of ETFs?
Investors have shown they really have an appetite for riskier investments. For example, in 2020, investors put a lot of money into ETFs that were designed to magnify or deliver the opposite of the performance of stock indexes, although not, as these new ETFs do, match that to individual stocks.
All right, so let's talk about what kind of investor these new ETFs are for. We often hear about passive versus active investing. How do these new types of ETFs fit into that idea?
So these funds are being pitched as something that is definitely meant for active traders who are really keeping a close eye on their investments and trying to make bets on a specific thing, for example, how the market might respond to an earnings report. They're not something that would be considered a passive investment, which is where folks, for example, want their money to try to match the performance of the S&P 500 or another stock index. These ETFs definitely aren't intended for an investor who wants to buy and hold their portfolios. They're meant for somebody who is really actively managing on a day-to-day basis where they're putting their money and accepting a higher degree of risk because of that.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Karen Langley. Karen, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.